you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
No, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm fuck your boyfriend.
Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Greetings, earthlings. How you doing? Where you been? You wearing sunscreen? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show. We are going to be taking calls during this episode.
Yes,
but
we are.
Keep in mind, this is pre-recorded. Yeah. So if you're watching it, don't be like, oh my God, I can call in right now.
Yeah.
You can't. We're not available.
Yeah, we won't give the number out because then it'll just tell you to. You can't call it. Yeah.
I didn't want people to be watching at home being like, wow, can I call in right now?
No.
Yeah. But we do most months at the end of the month, we do a live call-in episode on YouTube. And to those, you can call in.
Abso-fucking-lutely. There's going to be one at the end of October.
Okay? Absolutely.
So you can call with that. And then if there's still fucking tickets to the, well, wait, this is coming out way later, right?
This is coming
after the mini theater show.
I think.
If it didn't sell out, you won't be hearing from us. No. it's really important. Just FYI, we tell you this all the time, guys. But if you're planning on coming to a show, get the tickets now. You know, get the tickets when we announce it if you can, because that helps us have retention and continue. Like, we want to do a monthly residency potentially. And if stuff sells out fast, we know that's the data we need to know that we can. So love you, bitches. Thank you.
And if you want to email us, it's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. This subject line says, disease taking sex off the table, man's perspective. I'm all ears.
You lost me at man's perspective.
Hey, period.
This is such a guy. A guy so wrote this. This is great.
In your last episode, you asked for stories of relationships where diseases or similar destroyed sex. And if we stayed together, I mean, I think I said paralysis, but I could, and this guy's going to be like, I had chlamydia. And if we stayed together, this is what happened from a man's perspective.
Let's go.
I'm 37 and she's 35. We dated for 2 years. And after only 6 months, she got a chronic disease, lichen's sclerosis.
Oh, damn.
Which causes your pussy lips to grow together. I'm sure that's what the doctor said.
Wait.
The diagnosis is the pussy lips are together. Yeah, no, I mean,
you gotta fuck a friend, I guess.
A lot of crazy stuff can happen to your pussy. Like, it literally can grow teeth. Like, you know that movie about a pussy growing teeth? Like, that is a horror movie, but that actually can happen. It's like, it's called like something the dentata.
This is the first time hearing about it.
The feeling in my body is not one I ever want to feel again.
Well, because teeth can grow other places on your body. Like, that's a thing that can happen, and including your pussy.
Oh my God.
You know, they're not like,
I hate this feeling.
Well, they're not active teeth though.
It's just calcium, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like an active tooth that would work the same way the ones in your mouth. It would just kind of be like a tooth the way like a wart would pop up.
Oh my
God. Yes, that can happen. That's real.
Oh my God.
There, okay, so she said, which causes your pussy lips to grow together. There is there is no cure, but it can be treated with steroid cream, which is very tough on the skin. This made sex pretty much impossible. Oh. As any attempt caused the skin to tear open and her to start bleeding.
Whew. Shit, dude, that sucks.
She couldn't even masturbate and her libido disappeared.
I'm
also like, this guy's worried about fucking. I'm like, can she urinate? Like, I'm worried about like the fucking, the bare minimum here. This also caused all other kinds of physical intimacy to go away. Blowjobs. Only a man would write us and be like, she couldn't suck my dick no more. My fucking girlfriend's pussy was adhered to itself and I couldn't get a blowjob. Okay. Blowjobs, hand jobs, massage, or even being naked around me became causes of stress and completely removed.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Or even being naked around me became causes of stress and completely removed. Even if I suggested she would be the only one receiving without giving anything.
Receiving what? Her vagina's sewn shut.
I'm also fascinated. It's like you were only dating for 6 months. Just go your separate ways and let her figure this out.
Yeah, but if you're falling in love. If you fell in love, you can't fall in love way less than that.
Right. But I'd fall out of love if his dick was fucking stuck to the inside.
In the grand scheme of things, not very long.
Not very long.
I would go challenge accepted.
Oh, God.
And forget that any other man exists.
Yeah, but you're not.
It's not good.
You're not having sex?
I guess that's tough.
Especially in that time period. If it was later, the sex becomes less important because you have such a strong bond in other ways.
Right.
But 6 months in, no sex. Yeah. I'm just I'm truly asking just out of curiosity.
Yeah, that's going to fuck up the bond for sure.
I just don't think that, no, for me. Anyway, blowjobs, handjobs, massage, or even being naked around me became causes of stress and completely removed, even if I suggested she would be the only one receiving without giving anything. I gave her space and didn't push it for about 9 months.
What a hero.
After that, I told her we needed to go to therapy to figure out how our new normal could work. She agreed. But therapy also just gave her more stress. In the end, I became a burden. Well, I mean, I think
it wasn't you. It was just the situation is tough when you're in a new relationship. Man, you want to express yourself sexually and bond with the person you're dating. That's the one thing she couldn't do.
But I think he probably did become a burden because I think he was she was in the bathroom trying to peel her vagina lips apart. And he was like,
but how about a handy? What if you did it with your feet? You could do it with your feet if you put lotion on them.
Oh, God. It is really sad. She was the best person I ever dated.
Oh,
but yeah. also when you date for a very short amount of time, it's easy to be the best person.
That's so true. It's true. It's
so
very true.
Yeah. But that's what makes this part so tragic, because 6 months, you're still your best self. You know what I mean? And you're kind of on this high that you'll never get any other point in the relationship. And that fucking blows to have that ripped away.
Yeah. Then you're just kind of and a lot of times you break up, but you still remember that section of the person, you know? And I'm not sure I will find someone I like as much as her.
Aww.
But in our case, a sexless relationship wasn't possible. We lasted 14 months from the time we fucked until we broke up.
Wow.
So yeah, so you were together more... 14 times from the last time we fucked. Yeah, so you were together more time not fucking than fucking. That's very interesting.
Man, when you love someone, you really want to... I'm curious.
He doesn't mention this. Hoping that the vagina would open up for business.
Knock, knock. Is it in yet? Is this disease something that goes away?
Yeah, that sounds... Oh, there's no internet. That sounds gnarly.
That sucks.
Wait, look. Lickens.
It's
also fucked up that it's Lickens.
Oh, because you can't lick anything.
Lickens sclerosis. Okay, comes up right away. It's a chronic condition that causes thin white patches of skin, usually in the genital area. This condition occurs primarily in girls who haven't started menstruating and in postmenopausal women. So even more odd that it happened in a 35-year-old woman. Lickens sclerosis is thought to be related to genetics, immune disorders, trauma, or infection. It is rare, fewer than 200,000 U.S. cases per year. Treatment can help, but this condition cannot be cured.
Fuck that shit.
And it seems like herpes in that sometimes that you'll have a breakout and sometimes you won't.
Right.
Because it says it can last for years or be lifelong.
Oh, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
That blows.
But and they're not exactly sure what triggers it. But again, it's like genetic, environmental, hormonal, immune related factors. I mean, that's kind of everything.
Is it common?
No, I've never heard. No, it's rare. Less than 200,000 per year. I've heard about it before, but I've only heard about it like once or twice in, you know, 10 years of doing this show.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Damn, dude. I'm so sorry. That's interesting. That's so funny. That guy who wrote us, like, there wasn't much
empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, he was just responding to you guys wanted to know if we stayed together or what it was like.
To our prompt, yeah.
I didn't, but I kind of still wanted to know a little bit more about your emotional world, sir. Like, what were that must have been really conflicting. Like, really conflicting to be, like, so attracted to somebody and you can't have sex with them. And I imagine, like, if I were her, I wouldn't want to be naked. I wouldn't want to be near any situation where I could get horny and then knowing that I couldn't have sex or I couldn't. Oh, that would bum me out. So if... that would bum me out.
I just don't know that I would be worried about getting horny if my fucking pussy was adhered to itself. I would just be like, what the fuck is happening to my body?
Yeah, right.
I think I agree with you.
Right? I would just be like, oh my God, this is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for writing us, sir.
You know you were going to get roasted, so I mean.
Yeah, that's why you did it. come see us live, guys. Las Vegas Skank Fest, September 29th and 30th, Springville, Utah. Never been there, but come on down, October 20th and 21st. I'm headlining.
Utah's so beautiful.
Oh. It is. I'm very excited to go to a place that's not, you know, the Mormon town.
Salt Lake City.
Yes. Bridgeport, Connecticut, November 2nd through 4th. Chicago, November 10th and 11th. Nashville, November 12th. And I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri. What the fuck? You know, come out. November 16th and 18th. And then as always, I have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. Once a week, I do a group Zoom. And you talk shit out. And I got to say, the last Zoom, someone came in and had knowledge of aliens. Because their parent was in the military. And I was like, this is... It felt like a gift from Beyonce herself. And then somebody had psychic abilities and they were talking about it. So you don't have to just talk about how, like, you know, something really fucked up happened to you as a kid, but you can talk about that. I like all of it. I'm curious about humanity. So $5 a month, patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. And all the audio from every single Zoom gets uploaded to the Patreon. So it's kind of like a personal podcast where people talk and they divulge their stories and I ask a lot of questions.
And Without a Country is my solo podcast about the news, political events, current events, a little pop culture sprinkled in there. If you're a two less lonely girl's head, we're recording this a couple weeks in advance to do a little summer breaky. But I did fully, as many of you requested, watch the Netflix documentary Depp v. Heard. It is directed by a woman. And basically, I would describe it as the documentary specifically focuses on the public's unprecedented and, you know, arguably very unethical influence on that trial. What I learned in that documentary is that Amber Heard is the first person to ever be accusing someone of sexual assault and having that trial readily available for the public to watch in real time. So imagine that you finally get the courage to talk about your sexual assault and then the whole internet makes fun of you.
Yeah,
I mean, speaking of empathy. So I watched that and I will be discussing that in full on Without a Country.
What's so funny?
I don't know why
they make fun of you because the guy that did it is a pirate.
Is a hero.
Is their hero.
I was thinking of you.
I like his pirate
the
movies.
Whole time, Mike, because just I one.
Hate Johnny Depp so much.
I know you do.
Yeah,
and
he kinda sucks.
Just one outfit was worse than the next. And I mean, then they give the footage of, like, you know, he didn't even
show. You can
hear
it coming from a mile away, his cling clacking of his necklaces and bracelets.
His rings.
Just so many rings.
So ridiculous. And you also, you know, it reminded me that he didn't even show up for court when they were reading the verdict. The verdict. He instead was like out playing a concert.
Jeff Beck, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, he's a musician.
Well, he's a musician in quotes and a painter in quotes.
Oh, he's a painter too.
Oh God.
Jesus.
Yeah, remember when we were on was it Bonfire or talking to Big J about the art collection?
Oh,
remember?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that fact went into my brain and then just left immediately because I'm like, what? This doesn't feel, it's just weird.
It's not good. It's just him and Marilyn Manson encouraging each other to paint. But Marilyn Manson's paintings, I gotta say, are actually pretty good. He's good with watercolors.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so we talk. I'm going to be doing a very long episode about that. I know a lot of you asked, like, that's why I created that platform for myself, so I can rant about that for, you know, 2 to 3 hours. And that'll be fun for me. That's what I did on set. You know, since I'm just like not drinking anymore or not drinking for the summer.
I'm not drinking anymore.
No. Well, I've
got to fill the time with something.
No, I'm saying so like on a Saturday night, like right. I would normally like go out with my friends, but instead I came home and watched 3 hours of documentary and took copious notes on it until 4 or 5 in the morning. I got so much work. I'm getting double the work done. So that's we'll talk about that. And then Washington, D.C. I'm at the D.C. Comedy Loft 2024, February 29th through March 2nd. Tickets are already on sale. I know a lot of you have already bought tickets. So make sure if you want to come to that, you buy tickets in advance. They're up at CorinneFisher.com or also in the Linktree link in my bio at Philanthropy Gal.
You guys, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. What? The best part is Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I freaking love that for everybody involved. I love Quince. You can get so many items on there. Their sweaters are so soft. I have this beautiful hunter green purse that I carry around all the time. I always get compliments on it. And I'm like, guys, it's from Quince, okay? It's looks really bougie. Oh, I love it so much. Indulge in affordable luxury, guys. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. That's quince.com, quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/GWF. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? Is it drained? You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a tank of gas, and then the tank gets depleted over the day. And therapy can really help with that, okay? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or your gas tank. I love therapy. I'm a huge advocate for it. Getting stuff off your chest alone is really helpful. But when you're talking to a licensed therapist that can actually give you tips and tricks and homework, it just makes it all the more better. And honestly, your friends will appreciate you not bugging them all the time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists every time because therapy, finding a therapist, it's like dating. They're not all going to work out. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/guys.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right. Oh, and if you wanted to subscribe to our Clips channel on YouTube, that is available. So just like youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U and fucked. And you'll also see a little icon under that that says GWF Clips. Make sure you're subscribed to both.
That I mean, we are getting
super
calls.
Helpful for us.
So. Okay. So we're connected. I mean, I have like some dumb things well, to talk
can,
about, but
we can sprinkle that in between, I guess, right?
Yeah. So we're starting to get texts, and guys, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, this is not a live episode. So I have a stupid crush on my stupid training partner. Monday, August 29th. Oh, wait.
Everyone always has this crush on their fucking personal trainer.
Oh, he tried to call us.
It's a very physical act.
Well, see that when I hired a personal trainer, I specifically wanted a woman because I'm like, if I get attracted to the guy, I don't want to be in it for the wrong reasons. That's going to take over the whole thing. And I'm going to be like, sure. I want to be able to show up looking like a troll, no makeup, hungover, whatever the fuck. And it just doesn't even like, I don't care. And I need a woman.
Yeah, my personal trainer just openly hits on me, but it's been so long now that it's just like a funny bit we do.
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't know. He laughs at all my jokes.
So hilarious.
It's really all I care about.
This is a weird one. Is it snooping if they're eight?
What?
I'm assuming it's the parent? Their kid. Yeah. Thoughts on going through your stepson's iPad, after they are with their other parent to just have a full understanding of the scope of what's going on over there?
No.
That's not good. Yeah,
I mean, there's more. I'll read it. Hoarder ass house, but it's socially acceptable because it's Target decor lined everywhere and shoved under couches. Letting him stay up until 2 a.m. or later, making faux YouTube videos, buying him new things, even though they have a tax lien. Also, I've caught that parents lying about them still being on a road trip as an excuse to not have my partner pick him up yet when their son was at home making videos. Just dealing with a pathological hoarding liar, and I feel like I need to grasp as much as I can. No. Like, I just have to look at that camera roll to see what kind of person I am adjacent to. I mean, is that going to make a difference? You kind of already know.
Yeah, this is something that you have to handle in the court of law, not through looking through your eight-year-old stuff.
Yeah, to see how I can best influence or uninfluence certain things. But is it an invasion of privacy if they're eight? Where does the autonomy and privacy begin in that world? Also, could be a different answer since I'm not a biological parent. Correct. But I'm still involved, obviously, and my input and actions hold weight. Maybe the rules are different for his biological parents to look/snoop. Appreciate and love y'all.
Yeah. I would say no for biological parent, and not to like make you seem like less important, but
a little bit. Well, you are less important. You're the step,
a little bit less.
You're
important.
Any step parent. I mean, yeah, you know, unless some situations where the biological parent was just terrible and abusive and the step parent comes in and they're great and amazing. Wow. Cool. But it sounds like you haven't talked about this with your partner, who is the kid's biological parents. And
yeah, there needs to be a lot more communication amongst the adults. And also, it's like you're making a like pretty like big statements. And also, I think you have less empathy for the you know, quote, hoarding, pathological lying parent because you were never in the relationship with them. Is that correct? Because it was the other one.
Yes. Right,
yeah.
Correct.
So I think that's why. So you're seeing it with a really biased lens because you have bias because you know how they impacted your partner, who you love. And then also this kid, but you're like, it doesn't feel like it's 100% for the kid. It seems like it's a little bit to make your life easier. And that's not really, that's not really what we're going for here. There's no need to be looking through a child's, you know, it's like when you find yourself, like, would you be proud if like someone walked in and you were looking through an 8-year-old's laptop? Just think about it that way. Like,
that's
if you were watching you doing what you just pitched to us, how would you feel about it? Sorry. I'm just like taking my hair as it falls out of my head. Okay.
Cute. Hi, Corinne, Christina, and oh, we're getting a call. Okay. Hold on, I gotta do this thing. Press one. Hello? Hi, you're live on Guys We Fucked. What's your name? What can we do you for?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got through. Hi. Oh, I immediately am like, why did I even make this call? Because I know you guys are gonna tear me up.
Uh-oh, being a dumb bitch.
Okay.
It happens, girl. It happens.
Yeah, I'm such a fucking dumb bitch. And I guess this is probably, I'm willing to take advice, obviously, but this might just be a little bit of a confessional.
Love a confessional.
So I've been listening to you guys for way too long to be acting how I've been acting. But, you know, I've already admitted I'm a dumb bitch. I already know you're going to yell at me.
Sorry, someone has to pay the bills.
Yeah, it's true. We need listeners.
It's honestly better for us if you don't heal, but not better for society.
So. Correct. So it's, you know, you could imagine the crossroads we're at.
That's it. I'm officially a problem to society. That's where we're at.
So what's going on?
So I have had this just hyper fixation crush for you guys. I'm not fucking kidding. 7 years.
Damn.
It has waxed and waned slightly, but it's always been present. If not, like the first thing I do in the morning is check to see if he texted me or like, I'm like, oh yeah, I love that guy. It's gone like, you know, different variations of that, but it's been 7 years. I first got this giant crush on this man when I was in a long-term relationship. I ended that long-term relationship, not so I could be with this other guy. I really wasn't trying to play it like that, but I was thinking, I shouldn't have such strong feelings with somebody else. I'm like looking at my boyfriend being like, you're so boring and old news to me. So I'm like, this is time to break up with this guy because clearly I have such strong feelings, like massively strong feelings for this other guy. And I'm a yoga teacher. He was coming to my class like twice a day.
Ooh, wow.
Like he definitely was making me feel like this crush was reciprocated at least. So I broke up
flirting?
With my boyfriend at the time to at least give it heavy flirting.
Okay,
and he would like stay after my class for an hour to talk to me. Just chit chatty, like we're buds. But then I'm like, men don't want to be your friend. Men don't want to be your friend. My girls keep telling me no girl man want to be your friend. So I'm like, okay, so there's obviously something here. He's coming to my class all the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, unless he's
gay. I break up with my long-term boyfriend. That's not where this is going. However, that has happened to me a handful of times too. So I definitely have a fucking problem. Or sexuality is a big spectrum these days and everyone's fluid. I don't know. One of the two.
It's the first one.
So break up with boyfriend. He immediately crush. I should give him a name. Let's call him, I almost said Steven. Let's call him Joe. That was just a slip. Let's call him Joe.
Sure.
So Joe gets a girlfriend immediately when I break up with my long-term. And I'm like, fuck. And he still comes to my class every day. He still is super flirty with me. I don't even know he has a girlfriend for a month probably of him having a girlfriend until she shows up to my class and is essentially like, stop being friends with my boyfriend.
And I'm like, she said that to you?
The drama.
Yes. Like, way meaner than that. Like she is, I mean, I know that girls always do this thing where like the other girl is the problem.
Right.
But at this point, Joe and I had hugged one time. Guys, we hugged. But
Wait, you had sex.
One hug. And I'm like obsessed with it.
No, I think literally hugged.
You just literally hugged?
A real literal hug.
Okay.
And she was like, back off my boyfriend, stop talking. By the way, she's in her 40s and I'm in my 30s, just so we know.
I bet you
this is not like 20.
I wonder if Joe said something to pit you guys against each other, but who knows, you know?
Who knows? So anyways, again, this is 7 years. We're about year three here. I'll make it a little bit quicker. Pandemic happens. I end up shacking up with a heroin addict, the worst time of my life. Mm. Didn't know he was a heroin addict until, you know, a little bit too late.
Mm.
Anyways, still super deeply crushing on this other boy, Joe, and doesn't go away. I'm in my second long-term relationship now, still being like, why the fuck did things never work out with Joe and I? He marries this girl. And essentially, they proceed to have a relatively unhappy first, like, year or two based on what I have heard from him, of course. Mm-hmm. But also, it's a small town, and we all kind of know each other, and people love to tell me problems about Joe's wife because they know I just love Joe so much. And I'm like, this is actually not helpful for me. It makes me feel crazy. I'm not a mean girl. I don't like to hate this girl just because I like her man, et cetera, et cetera.
Good.
Well,
uh-oh.
A week ago, Joe and I had sex. He's still married. I can say I don't really know how it happened. I don't really know how it happened after 7 years.
You took out your pussy and you fucked him with it. That's how it happened. Or you bent over and let him come in your hole.
I took out my pussy and I just smacked his face with it. I mean, I don't.
Well, how did it come about though? Like, I'm actually curious.
Were you at your yoga studio?
She doesn't know. Remember?
No, you know. Well, how did it happen? Were you drunk? Did you drink as an excuse?
I don't need an excuse. I've been wanting this to
right.
If nothing else, I want to get it out of my system to free me
for seven
years. So I don't need to be drunk. He wasn't drunk. He's actually sober.
Okay.
I sent him a titty picture, and then he came to my house 30 minutes later. I mean, that's how it happened. So I'm not like, how did it happen? But I am like, I only had to send you a titty, and we could have gotten this over with, you know.
Amazing how this one interrogation just really opened up some stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but actually.
No, I sent him a titty picture, and he came over.
I just mean, there was so many... He's also someone that,
you just needed to take a little bit of initiative.
He comes to my house pretty frequently.
To do what? To do what?
And smoke weed.
Really?
Kick it and smoke weed.
Kick
it. We literally have never physically crossed any lines in 7 years. And then I send him a nipple, and then we're fucking.
Right, because the tension.
Oh, no, but also, yes, it was a lot of 7 years of
you've been massaging the sexual tension with somebody for 7 years. So you're making the amoeba that is your desire to fuck him grow and grow and grow. It happens, and it's a powerful little force, you know, and it's one that will make you go, fuck morals, let's do this. And that's what you did.
Yes, I felt very much like fuck morals. And I don't want to do the thing where I'm just like, here's all the reasons why she's awful. But she was very awful to me when she had no reason to be awful way before something happened. Like, she tried to get me fired from 2 different jobs. She
really?
Told
how?
My yoga studio. Yeah, she That's told weird. My yoga studio owner that I stole from her purse, which obviously
what?
I absolutely didn't fucking steal from her purse.
Yeah.
And then she went to 2 other studios and told the people there that I had hurt her
physically or emotionally.
No, my yoga teaching is so bad that she was injured.
She was trying to put a dent in the integrity of your reputation. And I'd fuck her boyfriend fucking too. So I get that. I have a little temper on me. So that would her husband rather
kind of just want to be like, fuck you. You're a bad person. I got you back.
Yeah.
But now I feel like a bad person because that is not how I operate. Well, I am a yoga teacher that has some spirituality, and I do feel like
namaste.
A bad person now. And also I feel like I got my revenge and I feel bad. It's just not.
You dropped to her level.
None of it was what
she
I
She was
wanted.
Playing dirty, and then you joined her.
Well, I mean, she obviously was behaving in the way that she was behaving because she felt threatened by you entering the relationship, which is not uncommon. There are many times you enter a relationship with a guy that you're just getting to know who has a pre-existing long-term will-they-won't-they relationship with another woman. This is a tale as old as time. This is not new. This
These
is
are
not
archetypes
unique to you
that are
in any way.
Ancient.
And so what happened is, it was was it okay for her to fuck with your job in the way that she did? Absolutely not. But obviously her fear had a real place because you proved her fear was correct. So, I mean, we're all in the wrong here.
So what's the deal now?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The deal now is, I mean, I don't really know what the deal now is. The deal now is truly, to be honest, I'm like looking for a reason to like start over new somewhere else. Like, truly, I'm like, I think I'm going to move.
I mean, you just gave us a lot of reasons.
The old runaway.
But
the old leave a path of destruction
and then go, I'm going to move to Missouri.
Oh, the old fuck someone's husband and then move. Love it.
I mean, at least I rob a bank while you're at it.
Was the sex? How was the sex? Was it worth it? Was it everything you hoped it would be and more?
I mean, no one wants me to say yes to that, but like, well, of course it was.
Okay. I want the real answer.
Yeah. Attention, I feel like.
No, I mean, actually,
yeah,
if you went out through all this and caused all this problems and it wasn't, I would actually be more annoyed with you.
Yes, yes. At least you had good sex.
At least let the sex be good, for the love of God.
I mean, all of the circumstances adding up to it, it had to have, scientifically, it just had to be good, I imagine. Hey, I mean, you did a thing. Somebody was treating you disrespectfully, and then you treated them. You did an eye for an eye. That's what you did.
I also kind of think that woman is like not like super involved, though, because like, you wanted to fuck him the whole time. Like, that had never changed before or after this woman, right? So it's like, okay, you did what you wanted to do.
And great. He cheated, and I'm wondering, I really wonder, just based off of people who have written us in the past, and then Corinne has pointed out scenarios where the guy was, it seemed like she suspected the guy was orchestrating this whole thing. And so when in instances where I'm like, oh, I never thought about it that way. But I wonder if this guy was orchestrating it, because how the fuck did she know to be that rude to you? You didn't even hang out with Joe until after they were dating. So,
because I'm sure he was mentioning her and like, in a yoga class, like men are very stupid with the amount of information that they give their new girlfriend.
Truly. Always. You really, yeah, men, you don't have to just shut the fuck up and tell your friend all of this stuff. You don't have to tell us.
Yeah.
Because you're planting seeds and it's not.
We know you're not just friends with a yoga teacher. Like, we're not idiots.
Yeah.
I'm leaning on the, I don't know that, I mean, I don't know that men and women are friends. You know,
I mean, I have a bit about that.
You've always been like, grown men don't want to be your friend. I just think that I do lean towards like one of you or both of you wants to fuck but aren't currently for whatever reason.
Sure. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm just like,
I've never been friends with a guy that they didn't want to fuck me or I didn't kind of want to fuck them.
Right.
Totally. I've even made out with some of my gay friends, guys.
Yeah. And honestly, like most of my
just
guy
literally
friends,
literally anyone,
I probably would fuck. You know, if push came to shove.
Actually, I don't disagree with that.
All
either.
My guy friends are hot.
Gay guy friends are kind of the funnest to make out with.
I guess.
That
I've never done. But you know, what's so great about this guy, this cheating guy?
No, I mean, obviously, I have put myself through this whole scenario where I'm like, no, he's a cheater. He's flirted with me hard for 7 years. If I was his wife, I would be feeling like I had to look over his shoulder and I would be so worried about what he's doing all
that's
the time.
No way to
and
live,
he would make
man.
Me feel so insecure.
Yeah.
So I know that I don't actually want him.
So it's like, you have to detach from the crush.
Out of my brain where I think I want him.
Is he still coming to your yoga class?
Yeah. I see him probably twice a week and we talk. I would say daily, if not every other day.
Well, I mean, it seems like he's just then like using you as a wife, but not giving you the title. So you're the one who's getting fucked over here.
No.
I mean, and the other
ones. Yeah, because
the
my
two women are getting fucked. The two women are getting years. Fucked over, and he's riding
and
high, which is almost
pretty.
Every scenario that's brought to the table here on Guys We Fucked.
I know. I listen. I mean, why am I doing it?
Why are you?
Why do we do this shit when we know better?
Why?
Do you think that he's so great that he deserves two wives?
No.
Okay. There you go.
No. So, I don't.
So you need to be reminding
yourself from acting like that.
So he takes up a lot of real estate in your brain. That's normal for a crush, and especially a crush that's lasted for 7 years. It's long and drawn out. You finally fucked. It was great. Yeah. Oh my God. You're explosive.
Yeah.
You gotta remove the amount of real estate he has in your mind. That's step number one. So when he comes up and when you think good things about him or you think about the sex, you got to automatically, your inner coach has to come in and go, whoa. Let's stop that train real quick and remind ourselves that this man cheated on his wife and he's being manipulated. Something's fucking shady with him. And it's just not a good scenario. Like, remind yourself every time you think of him in a positive manner that this is not a good idea. And I don't think he should be coming to your fucking yoga class.
Yeah. Place a boundary. You say, hey, we you know, we've been flirting for a long time. We know we have now taken it too far based on your current relationship status. So I would appreciate it if you would find another yoga class to go to.
Yes, because I think something that's going to be really important and integral to your self-esteem is repairing your reputation with yourself. And you cross the line that you know is not good. So now you need to recalibrate. But in order to do that, you got to fucking stop talking to this guy. No yoga class, no texting, no nothing. Get the fuck out. There's obviously other yoga studios. His wife knows of them. He'll figure it out. Men can figure things out on their own. You can leave him in the dust. You owe him nothing.
Because it almost feels like, to me, it's like even if you don't want to do it for yourself, it's like you got God, basically.
Yeah, you got God.
He married someone else, still fucks, and still fucked you. Like, yuck. Like, fuck that guy. That sucks. That's a bad deal. You mean a bad business deal.
Framing it that way is super helpful because, I know it is, however shitty she is, and me, I mean, she's been mean to my best friend before. You know how we throw down for our friends. Whatever the fuck she's done, I still did something wrong. I'm still justifying my behavior by being like, but she's a bitch.
Right.
It doesn't feel good.
Yes.
That doesn't feel good.
Wait. Why do you keep bringing up she's a bitch? Yes, she was a bitch, but that's not why you fucked him. You wanted to fuck him before she was even a person in your life. Like, why are we now bringing this, like, extra animosity towards this woman? Like, it makes no, like, you're justifying the
bitch that you fucked him,
but you didn't. That's not why you fucked him. You wanted to fuck him before you even knew her. Stop making excuses for yourself.
No, I think you're maybe misunderstanding me, Corinne. I'm saying that, like, I hear myself, like, slamming her and being like, she's a bitch, she's a bitch.
Right, when that's not what's going on at all.
That's not helping me.
Right.
And that's actually making me feel worse because I don't talk about girls like that. So, like, for me to, like, just build up this hate in my heart and be like, she fucking deserved it, I don't feel that way. It's a justification.
Right.
That's actually what I'm saying.
Right. Like, you compromise your moral lines.
And I'm like, that's yucky.
Yeah. So you got to do some repairing.
I'm upset with me and I'm trying to be like, no, see, it's her fault because she treated me bad 3 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
It's not...
That's an excuse that we would tell ourselves, so we would give ourselves permission to do. We can convince ourselves that doing something that's immoral is moral because we're really good at lying to ourselves. So do a whole audit on your own reputation with yourself and get this guy to your life and just really fucking spend some time with you and meditate and do some yoga and think about, like, what kind of person do you want to be? Like, how can you carry yourself in the world and relate to other people romantically and platonically that you feel good about, you know? And when you get, your brain is always going to go back to Joe and this woman. You got to remind your brain, no, we're not doing that no more. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you're right. I got. And if I could at least get the tiniest bit of power back by saying, don't come to my class anymore. Like, this was a mistake and we just are, like, you know, moving forward. You don't need to be this present in my life.
Yes.
It's kind of probably the only, like, slight power I can have in this scenario.
Well, the power really...
It doesn't end well for me.
it's all personal power. Not power over him, not power over her, not power in relation to anybody else except you. You are correct. Yes. All right.
Thanks for talking that out with me, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Yeah. Our pleasure. All right. Best of luck. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Sometimes you do stuff and you're like, why?
Why'd I do it?
You got another one lined up here?
I do. They called and then I'll call them. They called
them. We're
hi, this is Christina Hutchinson, just returning your phone call.
We call you back on this show.
Oh, wait, this is
show.
A missed call. Yeah, right?
Why not? Oh, my God.
Oh, her boyfriend might be gay. Let's call you, girl.
Oh, this is my favorite topic. my boyfriend might be gay is my favorite topic.
Just send a few pictures to Corinne. We'll get to the bottom of it quick.
That's honestly, yes. Please text a photo to the number. Can you receive photos?
Yes.
Amazing.
Photos, links.
A link to his, please send me a link to his Grindr profile. So funny. The proper person's probably like, what number is this? Or they were like calling in between actually doing work at their job.
Oh, right.
Please leave your message.
Yeah, I mean, it is Monday at 1:30.
28, been dating my boyfriend for 2 years, thought he might be gay, or at least his best friend is, and is experiencing limerence. What is that? Gonna snap. Would love to chat about this. Limerence. I'm unstable. I'm going to give you a ring here soon.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Just because your best friend is gay doesn't mean that you're gay. My best friend's also gay. Like, what?
Okay.
Limerence is an intense desire for someone with intrusive thoughts and a desire for a relationship and reciprocation.
Oh. Hello. Hi. You're live on Guys We Fucked. What's your name? How can we help you?
Oh, hi. I'm Sarah. I actually emailed you guys a couple of weeks ago. I have a lot of thoughts, but I guess a more immediate thing that I would love your thoughts and insights on, something that I've been thinking about a lot lately and really haven't been able to quite talk about it super coherently yet, but
I'll edge my seat here, Sarah.
I'm in a what's that?
I said I'm on the edge of my seat. Very long
introduction.
Yeah, introduction. Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay, so I'm in a relationship with a guy. I have been for 3 years, and I've never quite experienced this feeling. Like about a year ago, I just had this really weird gut feeling that he was or is or in love with his best friend, who's a dude. Uh-huh. It's a relationship that I've never seen it before. They're just really comfortable with each other. But that's like something else that I'm kind of struggling with. But more broadly, I'm just wondering, I've been thinking, like, why don't guys just date their best friends? Like, it seems like a lot of people don't, because...
Because they're not gay?
Like, they're like, male best friends?
Like, or like what?
The concept of a best friend, like, why wouldn't a guy just date?
Because some people are gay and some people aren't.
Aren't gay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I guess I've just seen so many relationships, heterosexual relationships, where it just seems like the man, and I'm not speaking about my relationship, but it seems like the guy just, like, hates their wife and they'd rather be with their dude friends, and the girls would rather be shopping. And
Right, so you're surrounded by, this fake love, you're saying.
Well, but do you think that we just, we get in a relationship with somebody and all of a sudden we love, like, shopping? Like, of course we're going to, that time is, like, a lot of that time you're sort of committed to spending with your wife and obligated to spending with your wife.
Yeah.
And of course that's not fun, but that's kind of part of being in a relationship. It's like, that's the two-way street.
That's how sweet that pussy is.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, part of this is like nature.
Fun things with my friends.
Yeah, this is like nature. Like, because nature made it so that you want a penis in your vagina, or that
so
you
want to.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the fight.
So what you're saying is you're surrounded by examples of heterosexual relationships that kind of are disheartening to witness. Like, it doesn't seem like they want to be there.
Well, yeah. And it's like weird to talk about, because like I consider myself straight, although, I'm not closed off to the idea of like being with a woman if I found someone that I was down to be with. So like, I understand like being attracted to, a man or a woman. I just think that, or I wonder if like guys seem to get along or have better chemistry with their male friends. Why not
sexual, I guess, though.
It's different because,
do you think your boyfriend has sexual chemistry with his best friend?
I don't think it's sexual. It's like, I have OCD, and so the intrusive thoughts are super real. And it's something that I've talked about. I've confronted both my boyfriend and his friend, not in like a accusatory way, but I've just was like, hey, I was talking to his friend and I was like, hey, I get this feeling that
you might be
flirting with him. I don't know. So
how did that conversation go?
And I didn't expect you guys to answer, honestly. I wrote a very coherent email. But,
oh, yeah.
Well, wait, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. How did that conversation go? What did the best friend say? Because I will say some of my relationships with my female friends are very flirty. And it just is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not with every female friend that I have. And then I have some relationships with my male straight friends that are very flirty. And there's kind of like this underlying sexual vibe. But like, we're just so happy to be in each other's presence and be so comfortable with each other that it like it's like, you know, when you're so happy you're horny in that kind of way, but it's not like, oh, I want to fuck this person. So I wonder if that's what you're picking up on, although, you know, you're not gonna kind of come out of nowhere with I think my boyfriend's gay. You think that for a reason, you know?
Right. So okay, so his friend, I think there is a possibility that he might actually be gay but hasn't like come out. Like, he talks about guys being hot all of the time, like mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought like, he was out of the closet gay.
Out there.
Oh, okay. So these are two people who you think are gay and neither of them out of closet. How old are they?
Okay, so the friend, I think, is probably gay. My boyfriend, I think that I just got to believe he's with me because he wants to be with me and I do feel loved. But 28 and 26.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm 29.
Okay.
And
can you send us a picture? Can you text us number?
Can you text us a picture?
Seriously, it's private. We won't share it, of course.
I need a look.
Corinne has gaydar unlike any other human on this planet Earth. It's one of her superpowers. So text the number, a picture, and then we'll tell you.
Can you send a picture of your boyfriend separately, and then also if you have a picture of them together, I want to see their body language.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. All right.
And maybe any videos
okay,
of them,
I'm gonna
like wrestling.
Try to find this.
He's just sucking his dick.
You see a picture of them sucking each other off.
No.
Happy Halloween, crazy.
So, oh my God. Okay, the evidence is there.
Can you send me a picture of them together at the Lady Gaga concert? Chromatica forever.
Okay.
How often do you and your boyfriend have?
Hold on, I have to
Your sexual relationship with your boyfriend.
I can't multitask. I need to.
Okay.
Listen, you know, we're
should
all
we give our halftime analysis while she finds the pictures?
Well, also the thing is, like, if she's saying if she wrote a very coherent email, we could also she could just text us the email address and then we could find the email read it and
we'll
get to the bottom of this.
Gay.
Okay, I'll send you the email address. That would be easier because the photos are attached.
Oh, I was gonna say, photos probably are attached to that. Yeah.
So boyfriend,
this is gay. Amazing.
Okay, I'll send you that.
Can't tell if my boyfriend is gay or sexist.
That one.
Oh, is that yours?
Yep.
Okay. Well, sexist. Jesus. Okay. Let's look at photos. Ooh. Okay. Girl. Even I say yes.
Gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also looks a little bit like the like Slugworth from the friend looks like Slugworth from Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
That's amazing.
You're cute as hell.
Okay. But even your body language with him is friendly. Like, do you not see this photo? This is the way a woman hugs her gay best friend, not her boyfriend.
Can I see?
Can you look at this photo for me?
Yeah. Wow.
This
yeah,
is friendship.
He's sitting on you.
Yeah. This is friendship.
I'll text it to you.
I'm not saying that you don't, of course you feel loved because you have
for
a
sure.
great gay friend here. Yeah. and that's a powerful bond.
You know, it's not, that's not nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. A portrait. Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, Corinne is, this is the two of them.
This is interesting.
I don't know. See, I don't know. I don't know what you look.
I'm actually
Trey's just like psychic with this shit.
I'm actually most concerned by your guys' body language with each other. I was expecting to be concerned by the body language that they have with each other. I'm reading it off of your body language. And also look like when you're, when your friend, okay. So the top one where you guys are hugging, if you notice, like your actual genitalia is pushed apart,
right?
It's
like, I'm hugging a kid and I don't want to be inappropriate.
That's the one I'm waiting for.
Yes. That's not the way, that's not the way a sexual couple, is this your first serious boyfriend?
No, I used to be married, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, I have a question. And I don't know you, so I'm not asking you this question based off of like a suspicion I have, because I don't know who you are. But so you just tell me what the truth is. But sometimes we project shit. Are you gay?
Yeah. That also seems it. You seem a little bi-curious.
No, I'm not.
Or bi-curious. I asked that in a very like, what, are you gay?
I really don't.
For real.
Think so I've.
But then why? Okay, so
I really don't think so.
Can I ask why then? Like, it was just a little bit. And please, we're not trying to like be like you're gay.
No, because if you're not, you're not. It's whatever.
Oh yeah, totally.
It was just a little interesting as a straight person to hear you say, "I consider my like you said earlier, I consider myself straight." Like, I've never said I consider myself straight. Look, I just am straight.
And I've dived into some vaginas in my day. And I thought, you know, and I'm straight too.
The wording was just interesting.
I'm curious. How old are you, miss?
She's 29.
Yeah.
29. Okay.
So it's just something to think about, you know, or even if there's like a curiosity there.
I guess the reason I say I considered is just because I feel like it's so fluid and like
yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
Also a generational gap like thing I think because so she's so much younger than us.
I see.
Sorry, I was talking to Christina. I was like, so part of the language I think is just like you're a younger the generation below us is exactly talks about.
I think we were the last generation that assumed everybody was straight.
Right. You talk about sexual orientation in a different way than we do. So I think that's also an age gap thing.
Yeah. So and then like I said, I'm just asking you that question out of curiosity.
Oh yeah, I think also another reason I said I consider myself straight is because my boyfriend also says he's straight, but I'm just like, well, but like, have you opened your eyes to maybe being with somebody else? Like, maybe, I don't know. Like, it feels like you could be with anybody if you just really wanted to.
How is your
and
sex
I know that's
life?
Like maybe hypocritical to say. It's okay.
That's not a good answer.
Does it ebb and flow? Like, do you have good times and bad, like good periods?
That was
of,
a
like,
visceral
fucking
reaction that you just had.
Yeah.
You said, this is a sex and dating show you're calling in.
This is something that's been like, it's been something that we've talked about. I just don't come easily during sex. And so I need a lot of like oral stimulation. And mm-hmm. so that's just not really there a
wait
lot,
so he doesn't like going down on you
that we've talked about he's just not it is beginning to kind of feel like a chore because of course like I'm telling him what I need and want and like I feel like you know talking about sex isn't sexy so
oh but it is
pressure,
okay
I think.
Okay so he doesn't if he doesn't go down on you like that and you've made it clear you know because it's not you know that's something if I can only speak for myself, but if I'm really sexually attracted to somebody and they like a certain thing and I'm like in love with them and we're dating and they like a certain thing, I will get, this is just me again. I'll get horny to do that thing for them because I know that they love it. Even if I'm like,
yeah,
unless I like hate it, which I won't do it in that case. But I mean, what the fuck are you going to throw at me that I'm going to hate? But so to me that there's some red flags there. Is he super religious or did he grow up super religious? Because I know that can also.
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah. He might.
He just dresses Mormon for fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait. And you
the
said
great
you,
gay mystery.
Can I ask why you divorced your husband
from the previous time?
Yeah, because we were together since I was 18, and it was like an 8-year long relationship, and I had just never been alone, and you know,
yeah, got you.
Love wasn't the same as it was when it first started.
So you grew apart.
What was your sex life?
Amicable ending.
What was your sex life?
Oh, it was insane. It was like,
there you go. There's your answer.
Towards the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like towards the end,
faded.
Like I was concerned when we had sex once a week and that was towards the very end. And now that's just like my norm.
This guy also should, in my opinion, should be working overtime because of this. This is a bit of a mismatch in my mind.
Well, yeah. So if you've, how long have you been together with your current partner?
3 years.
Okay. So, and the sex life has really never been it for you. It's never been like exciting and like something you look forward to and like, oh, you know, when you think about you, obviously, you know what it's like to have a healthy sex life where you're getting, your desires are all being kind of fulfilled.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have trouble coming with your husband?
Well, no, because he ate me out all the time.
Right. Okay.
So then you don't have a hard time coming. Your body is telling you that this is not the right sexual match with you because you have this very deep fear. That's like, I think it probably was buried and now it's coming out a little bit more that your boyfriend, for whatever reason, is not attracted to you sexually. And maybe he's gay. Maybe he's just, maybe you guys just aren't a match. I'm not even sure.
Yeah,
I don't even think it really matters if he's gay or not, because what's been clear from this conversation is you guys are friends. You guys are not sexually compatible. And I know sometimes when the friendship is really deep, that makes it even harder to really leave a relationship, especially after the amount of time that you are in, because you guys are like addicted to each other at this point, even if it's just as friends. But like, that's what it is. You guys just need to break up as a romantic couple and maintain a friendship. But you probably have to like put a boundary down and not talk at all for a while, because sometimes that's difficult. But it's not even about like whether he's gay or not. That's his own journey to go on. You guys just aren't a romantic match.
Yeah.
Period. Hard stop. End of it.
Everything you've said when you've talked about the way that your sex life is with him, it all signs point to everything Corinne just said. And it sucks. That sucks. But like sexual compatibility, you have like a romantic partner, part of the bond that makes a marriage, that makes you parents if you want kids down the road, that like kind of, you know, is one of the most beautiful parts of a romantic partner is that sexual bond that you have with them. So I think that if that's missing, you're going to be uneasy the entire relationship, you know?
I feel like you're looking for him to be gay for a big reason to leave the relationship, and you don't need a big reason to leave a relationship, right? Like, I don't know if you feel guilty or whatever because you feel so loved, right? Yeah, it's okay. I think it's great that you feel loved, and like I think like leave now before this resentment builds up.
Yeah,
and then you guys can still be friends, you know, later down the road. Like, there's no like it's not great. But like, you're not married, you don't have kids, like, and you can still be friends.
Yeah, and this relationship is not a failure. Just because a relationship doesn't work out does not mean in any way that it's a failure. I feel like that also keeps people staying together when they don't, they shouldn't be. Does that resonate?
I don't know. I just feel kind of like speechless and I feel like sick to my stomach right now, honestly.
But why? You didn't do anything wrong.
I actually I'm horrified at the thought that he might be gay and would have been lying to me
Okay, but sometimes two separate issues. Like, we're talking about this issue of you're not sexually compatible, regardless of if he's gay,
right?
Or you guys just don't have the chemistry that you wish you had.
Yeah.
That happens, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes two people love each other and they're trapped, and then there's no sexual chemistry and it fucking blows. So either way, yes, he might be gay, but then if he's not gay, then he doesn't. The both of you aren't addressing the lack of sexual chemistry that you have,
which is
regardless.
The core issue here, yes.
Right? So the gay thing, yeah, that sucks, but that's another, you know.
I kind of wonder though. It's like the lack of sexual chemistry. I mean, towards the beginning, it was a lot higher, but like, I wonder if it's because I'm just projecting these insecurities that he, like, it has interest elsewhere, and that just like isn't not like it's not. I don't feel as confident.
Perhaps
I know I am to my core.
But the thing is, the reason you're projecting this though is because something is not right in your sexual relationship.
Was it ever good? Like, was this ever the backbone of the relationship, the sexuality, or you guys are just like pals?
God damn, I don't know.
So if it was good at one point, I think that would have been an easy answer.
How'd you meet?
Mutual friends, through work, kind of.
Okay.
I guess like it just like this relationship feels a lot deeper than my last one.
Right.
Like even though there's not a lot of sex, like I feel like we communicate really well and we like have similar interests and, you know.
Well, yeah, because you have
a
deep friendship.
But, yeah, it sounds like you have a beautifully deep friendship, more than most people experience in their friendships. It's going
to
be okay.
No, but I want it to be more than a friendship. Holy shit.
Okay.
That's really,
and that's understandable.
It's a lot to think about.
That's absolutely understandable. He's currently your romantic partner. So, of course, you have the right to expect that it will be more than a friendship when you are dating somebody.
Right.
That's your right to expect that. And when you're not getting it, it's not you.
Right.
And it's not even him. It's just this needs to.
It just is.
Be addressed. Yeah. And that's the part that it blows. It blows because it's not.
How do you leave that though? Like,
huh? Wait,
how do you
How do you leave that? Like, I want there to be better sexual chemistry.
So you know what I would do if I were you in your position? And this is again coming from me, but I would sit him down and say, hey, our lack of sexual connection is bothering me to the point where we need to have a very serious conversation. And I want you to be very honest with me. I would be curious, what was his sexual relationships like in the past? You know, did he experience this type of chemistry and it's just not here with us? Is there a reason? Does he have a Madonna whore complex kind of thing? You don't know, but you have to have a really serious conversation.
Could I interject?
Of course.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
So I didn't mention this because maybe it probably is relevant, but he has said that he's felt the most sexually comfortable with me. And he hasn't had many partners, but he has been sexually abused.
So, okay. Mm. That is very related. That's super related.
By a man or a woman?
A woman, his girlfriend.
Okay.
His previous girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is a factor that is very important.
That's a huge curveball that you just threw at us.
Yeah.
You know, 20 minutes into the conversation.
Well, because of course, you know, maybe he's getting triggered every time you guys get sexual, or if he gets horny and he's getting triggered. Like,
did you just say you totally forgot? Yeah. Okay. So that's also a huge issue, right? Okay. So when, oh my gosh. So often when we have a problem in a relationship, we just think about us. Yeah. We just think about us. What am I doing wrong? Why is this person not attracted to me? You just dropped this huge thing. And listen, it doesn't make you a bad person. We all think this way. We all think like in a selfish manner, basically, to put it in blunt terms. But like now, this is
beyond that.
Now this is like a huge thing. Has he gone to therapy? Have you gone to therapy together? This could explain the body language, why he feels uncomfortable. Because again, the immediate read that I had the situation, you call basically being like, he has a weird relationship with his friend. I think he might be gay. I see the pictures. You explain it to me. To me, the problem is clearly the dynamic between you two. I don't even care about what's going on with the friend. Don't care. Not necessary for me to know what's going on. This is a huge thing that you just dropped.
Yes.
And it also is concerning that you're leading. So you're leading with all these insecurities about you when most likely what he's bringing to the table is all these feelings that he has, and you guys aren't talking about these feelings together. You're both coming in with a bunch of biased, maybe feelings that don't even like about how the other person feels about the other person
that are unrelated.
That
and
are
not
unrelated.
Even happening. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have your head so far up your own insecure ass, just to put it very bluntly. Yeah. And look, girl, I've been there, so I'm not. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up over this. This is not because that will only make it worse. You got it. But you really, that's an important one. If he was sexually abused by a woman, that's a very important piece of information. Is he in therapy for this? Because that's so it's very possible he's not. Okay. So that's step number one. So I will say maybe there is hope for the relationship, but you just have to see, but you can't cling. You can't cling to an outcome. You just have to be there for him. I would say focus on being there for him, man. That's tough. Like, especially as a man with the way masculinity is, like maybe he doesn't feel comfortable talking about it, or he feels like a pussy talking about it, which is bullshit. But you know, the fucking society since the dawn of time would have a man believe that. So you need to be there for him and really take your insecurities and put them on a shelf for a moment until you know that he's getting the help that he needs. And it's not just through you, it's through a licensed therapist, because this is something that can absolutely be worked through. But right now, I'm sure his relationship with his own body is not good, because he was violated in like a terrible way. And that does some shit to your spirit, man. So that's what needs to be addressed first, you know?
Yeah, because so often when people ask for relationship advice, right, they call and you hear I statements or he in this scenario, he statements, right? We never hear us statements. Okay. So that's what we need when we're talking about relationships. It's how are we working? How is the us working? Not how am I working and how is he working separately?
Good point, Corinne.
So like you need to, I mean, there definitely needs to be therapy here. And I mean, I would think solo and couples therapy, if this is a relationship that you really can see going the distance.
Yeah.
Because the relationship, no matter what the reason the sex life isn't there, the relationship will not and cannot survive without it. And you guys are really young to be having issues of this level, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And you have not been together long enough. Okay. So this needs to be, the job you need to do besides like being there for him, you need to get out of your own head. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're like, and not to like use this as an attack on you. Like you're almost on the brink of tears right now. And then it took, and then, but like about your own, about the thought of you having to leave the relationship. And then you drop on us that he was sexually assaulted. Like everyone's thinking about themselves too much. And I am only talking to you. So I don't know how he is thinking, but like, you know, like you need to be thinking of the unit. If you want so badly for the unit to work, you need to be thinking of the unit. You're not. I mean, like,
I think that'll really help him, and it'll help you, and it'll like just take a load off with your own insecurities and really just, you know, encourage him to seek therapy because it's fair to not, if you can't have a sexual bond, we talked about a couple weeks ago, like if one of your partners comes down with a disease and their sexuality is kind of stripped from them and taken away from them, no matter how much you love that person, eventually it's very understandable if there becomes tension in this relationship because you don't have that sexual bond. So be mindful and tend to this, like plant seeds and really tend to them. And be gentle with him.
I feel like I'm just self-sabotaging because
it's possible. Yeah,
the intrusive thoughts are really real, and it's hard to know like what is intuition and what is just anxiety.
So I'm gonna give
some
you
of these thoughts. Yes. Feel so real.
So every thought you think either comes from one or two places: love or fear. So next time you have these thoughts and you're like, I'm at this crossroad, is this actually the situation that's happening? Or is this coming from a place of fear? You're going to be able to tell right away. Fear feels icky and gross and, you know, everybody has a different visceral reaction to fear. But you could kind of know when you're being, when you're acting out of like a lack of like, you know, I'm not good enough for him to be attracted to me or whatever the roots of that issue would be. You could kind of tell. So just start practicing with yourself.
Also know when they're in their 20s has that strong intuition. Like, I mean, it's just not, it develops a lot more as you get older. Intuition is a whisper. Anxiety is a nagging thought. This is anxiety. I can tell immediately. Intuition is like a soft whisper.
Yes. Too often we pay attention to the thoughts that are screaming and jumping up and down for our attention, but the ones that are actually real, that actually, you know, lend itself to the situation at hand are the ones that feel more subtle.
We've all been doing too much witchcraft. Everyone thinks they're a psychic now. It's just stop. Don't even say intuition. Don't even no. Like you should listen to your own body and your own thoughts. But this is anxiety. Like even the way that you're talking about it, like it feels like manic, right? My therapist will always say like when mm-hmm. I'm talking to her, she'll be like that. You've seen like a little manic now. That's not like, oh, I had a vision, you know?
Yeah.
This is anxiety.
Sure. How would you what would you describe as an example of like just strong intuition? Like how would you differentiate that personally?
It's a whisper. That's it's a calm someone knowing. Someone described it like that. I said an intuition is a whisper. So if you keep having a nagging thought, mm-hmm. that's not a whisper.
Yeah. And I think that if you're not used to listening to your intuition, then you're going to be way too, the airwaves in your mind are going to be way too crowded with these fear thoughts because the fear is louder than intuition. And that sucks. But once you understand that, if the thought feels bad, it's not intuition. Mm-hmm. If it makes you insecure, it's not intuition. If it gives you that feeling in your stomach, like something bad's about to happen or I am bad or I don't deserve love or any of that shit, it's not intuition. And if that's all you've ever known, it's hard to decipher. But I would say, you know, when you catch yourself in this spiral, take a walk. I know that sounds so simplistic, but like jolt yourself out of that hamster wheel, because the longer you spend in that hamster wheel, the more you'll start to believe that it's true. You know, our brains are greatest
enemies. I've been thinking about it literally every day for like a year and a half.
That's a lot of strain on your mind and your heart.
You should not be in the state that you're in now. And I honestly feel like it's getting to the point where like I don't even actually feel comfortable like giving you advice anymore. Not because there's anything wrong with you, but it's just like it's now surpassed the level that I think that we are capable of, right? Yeah. So I don't want to be irresponsible, like you definitely
therapy will do you real good.
Girl. And also you need to be communicating like would your boyfriend right now be surprised if he like walked in and heard you, you know, talking to a relationship podcast in tears over the relationship? Would that surprise him?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
I mean, I just honestly feel super overwhelmed right now.
For sure. You've spent half the relationship
It's just like overwhelming to...
So you've been in a relationship for 3 years.
It's definitely a huge struggle.
But it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. And I've talked, you know, like I have talked to my boyfriend about these thoughts to an extent, but
you need to talk to a licensed therapist. That's really, yeah, because that's really going to,
I do.
Okay, good. Because yeah, body work, yeah, and just being in touch with your body and getting grounded and just, you know, not allowing yourself to keep beating yourself up with these thoughts is imperative.
Yeah. Honestly, I just really, it feels overwhelming to hear both of your thoughts on the situation just because, you know, I've been listening to the podcast for years and it just feels kind of surreal.
Totally.
But also, like, you know, I think that I'm at a spot where, you know, writing that email was super therapeutic and like, it was kind of like writing an email and sending it into the void. And you know, it felt good to have my thoughts all written down for the first time. And I do think that I feel better. I've felt better since then. And like, I feel like I'm aware of everything I need to do. Like, I think that I need to be more confident and also just like not assume and just stop being insecure because we're in a relationship because we want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that things will hopefully get better naturally. But I also see that like,
you have to do
the
work.
I understand your point of view of like, oh, like your body language is off. And if the sexual chemistry isn't there, then maybe it doesn't work.
Did you show your therapist the email that you wrote to us? Did he or she read that?
No, I should send that
to your therapist.
And another just quick thought, because we do have to wrap up. But how can you be horny for somebody and have a great sex life if you're constantly anxious and being in this fear hamster wheel? There's no way he doesn't sense that, at least subconsciously.
Right.
Whether he talks about it or not.
Totally.
That is a turn off. And it's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. But you can't have great, beautiful sex if one of you is just fucking on edge the entire time. That's not, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So consider that as well. Like, so there's some self-sabotage here. So you have a lot of work to do, but you can do it and you will do it and it's going to be okay.
Is he the 26-year-old or the 28-year-old? The boyfriend.
28.
Okay. That's better.
That's good. That's good.
20.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and, best of luck, but you got this. You got this. You are absolutely capable of figuring this out. And as my therapist once said to me, which was shocking to hear at the time, but now I really take this advice to heart. The house doesn't have to burn down for you to do something about it. You don't have to erupt in chaos for a solution to appear. You know, you are absolutely capable of calming yourself down and then finding the solutions at work. And it's day by day, girl. It's day by day. And you're going to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you for
calling. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, girl.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a good one.
Jeez, I need a fucking drink. This is, we've never done this in the afternoon. And there's something about the afternoon that is like, these are both calls. I was like, I feel like I got to tap out of these. Not because I can't handle, but I just go, I think this is like this is work for a licensed professional.
Yeah, in the daytime, it's just called billable hours.
Right.
Right.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I do think there's something to like, I wish more friends would just be like, yo, bitch, what are you doing? Huh? Like, I wish I had, you know, like, I feel like people need that. And so it's nice to be able to give that to people, even though, you know, you kind of, if you've been listening to us for a while, you could fill in the blanks and know what we're about to say. But sometimes insecurity, you got your head up your own ass. You can't see the forest of the trees.
Well, this is also like when people show up to therapy and tell their therapist half the story. And then I go, well, that's not, I just gave you advice based on a false scenario.
Yeah.
That's true. You always give it. If you're listening at home, you're doing everyone a disservice and mostly yourself by not telling your therapist the whole truth. Okay.
Yes.
And like, yes, therapists are not supposed to judge you, but they all are. We're all humans.
Yeah.
Many of your therapists think you're a piece of shit and make fun of you privately. Who cares? That's why you're fucking talking to them on Zoom. They're not in your life.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. All right.
Guys,
that was our episode. It was our 2-call, 1-hour episode. I fucking need a Manhattan.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. Well, this has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.
Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
So bright, and I was playing drums with you. Now each day that passes moves just like molasses. I miss clinking glasses, and I miss playing drums with you in a theater or the corner of a bar. Can't believe I miss them talking over you and your guitar, but I do. And I miss playing drums with you. Had a hard September, maybe you remember. Everything seemed better when I was playing drums with you. Now the whole world's hurting, and no one knows for certain when they'll draw the curtain, and I'll take the F train up to Rockwood Music Hall, or the Bonnie in Astoria. I wouldn't mind the hall, 'cause when it's through, I'll be playing drums with you.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.